Morning glory and evening grace, America. It's Hugh Hewitt from the Heritage Foundation in Washington, D.C. Prayers for Minnesota right now. There is a massive disaster there. A bridge has collapsed over the Mississippi River, I-35. I've got pictures of it now. There were between about 50 cars in the river. 30 to 40 workers were on the bridge when it went down. There will be many, many deaths here. And I'm going to talk with Ed Morrissey after the break and try and get some local reporting, and I'll bring you details as rescue efforts are underway. Terrorism is not suspected, though, of course, couldn't be ruled out. They were working on the bridge. Welcome back, America. 21 minutes after the hour. I'm Hugh Hewitt here in the Heritage Foundation studio. With me, Congressman John Campbell on the phone from Minnesota, Captain Ed Morrissey of Captain's Quarters. Let me start with you, Ed. Can you give us an update on what you've gathered about the bridge collapse and the size of the tragedy there in Minnesota?
Well, it looks like it's going to be extensive, Hugh. It looks the scenes on the television are just unreal. It's you wouldn't even call this a Hollywood thing. If I had to pick an image that could bring it closer to your viewers, if you remember the 1989 freeway collapse from the World Series earthquake there in San Francisco.
Yeah, the double-decker.
These were not double-deckers, but it's the same type of collapse. It's the whole bridge is just gone.
Now, Ed, how much daylight do you have left there? Because obviously they got to get these cars out. People may be trapped in these cars in the river. Is it? Do you go to 9 o'clock with daylight? It's now, what, 7:22 in Minneapolis?
It's 7:22 in Minneapolis. You can pretty much figure it's going to be until about 9 o'clock that they'll have daylight out there. After that, they're going to have to start bringing in some heavy lights. It looks to me from the overhead pictures that we're seeing, the overhead video, that they've brought everybody out there. They're getting boats in the river to go out there and look for people. They're really bringing a big response here. So we have, you know, some of the best hospitals in the country that are just right around the corner from where this is at. So we're thankful for that. But there's just so many cars here that have been crushed or thrown into the river or are overturned. That you know that this is not going to be good.
Any idea on cause yet? Speculation or informed opinion coming out of Minnesota media?
There's been one report that the state found some cracking in the steel in a steel girder earlier months ago, and that there had been some repair work done on that. They were doing some surface work on it this week. And nothing that should have affected the structure of this. It did slow down traffic. It was bumper to bumper on there, about 10 miles an hour, as they said that the cars were traveling at the time that the bridge collapsed. So it was, you know, full up.
Well, I will continue to look at captainsquartersblog.com throughout the evening. Are you posting some updates there, Ed?
I will be. I'm going to be doing nothing but tonight, yes.
Thank you. We'll check back with you, and we'll check at the blog repeatedly. Thanks for giving us the update, Ed Morrissey, captainsquartersblog.com. Welcome back, America. It's Hugh Hewitt, John Campbell in the studio with me, joined on the phone from Minneapolis by John Hinderacher of Powerline. John, prayers are with a lot of people in Minnesota tonight. What do you know?
Well, Hugh, this is absolutely stunning. I mean, it's hard to convey to people how astonishing this is. Highway 35W is the main artery in the Twin Cities. I mean, our most heavily traveled highway, and this is the Mississippi River Bridge. And the idea that this bridge could just, you know, this is not an earthquake zone. I mean, you know, this bridge apparently just spontaneously collapsed into the river. It is absolutely stunning.
Is there any informed, I don't mean wild speculation, any informed opinion as to what happened here?
Oh, the answer is no, Hugh. I mean, the only thing people are saying is that there has been construction going on. There was construction going on the highway at the time the collapse happened, but the major construction, to my knowledge, is farther south of downtown Minneapolis, where overpasses are being taken down, new overpasses put up. I don't know that the construction here along the Mississippi River was all that major.
Now, what is the casualty count thus far? Do they have an idea of how many people are in the river?
Well, I don't think anybody knows, Hugh. I've heard just watching television on Fox News, they've had a count of, I don't know, 30 or 40 people being taken to the Hennepin County Medical Center. But, I mean, it's going to be a while before we can even begin to sort out not only people who were, you know, who went into the river, but, you know, this was kind of a rolling collapse. It looks like it maybe started with the span over the river dropping down kind of in one piece, so it's sitting on top of the river, and you'd see footage of people just walking around. It was almost surreal walking around their cars right there on top of the river. But as it spread, I assume it spread backward, it also collapsed on top of cars that were driving in a perpendicular fashion. So, I mean, it's going to be a while before we have any idea.
There are reports on the web that you have bad weather approaching and that there is some concern about some of the sections still standing in danger of collapse. And is Governor Pawlenty in the state?
I have not seen that so far, Hugh. I'm sure he is. I'm sure he's concerned. But obviously, this is very new. And I'm not a structural engineer. I can't even begin to comment on the idea that other sections may collapse. I'm sure they're keeping traffic away for a considerable distance.
Now, John, just obviously our prayers are mostly with the survival of people in the water right now. I do want to get some sense, though, about the importance of this bridge to the life of Minnesota and to the economic life of Minneapolis and the upper Midwest.
Hugh, I cannot even imagine. It's going to be years before traffic in this metropolitan area is back to normal, I'm afraid. I mean, I just can't even, I don't, it's hard even to convey how central this highway is and what a mess it's going to be trying to somehow reroute that traffic. I mean, it's just, it's an unbelievable catastrophe of a kind that does not happen in this country. You know, in a third world country, maybe, but I mean, it's just stunning to see a bridge that is only, I think, 30 or 40 years old. You know, on the most heavily traveled highway in this part of the country, you know, just drop into the river.
Are you going to be posting on this, John?
I did, actually, Hugh. A few minutes ago, I put up a post, and everybody's doing the same thing. You know, one of my brothers-in-law crossed that bridge four times today, and we've been calling around making sure our family's accounted for. While I was holding, waiting to go on the air, I was texting to one of my daughters, letting her know that, you know, we've accounted for everybody.
Oh, I know. I've got this pit in my stomach feeling, and I'm not even, you know, I just have friends there. I don't have family there, but I've got all of our, you know, Northern Alliance, Dwight, all these people I've met at the fair all these years, all the people from AM 1280. So, well, our prayers are with you, John. If you could, can I check back with you at the top of the hour, you know, at 8:55?
Sure.
Great. I will. Thank you. Thank you for that. John Campbell, back with John Hinderacher now. John, what can you tell us about what you're learning from local Minnesota media?
Well, there's still no information about the cause of the collapse. It's just absolutely stunning, Hugh. I mean, this is the main artery that runs through the Twin Cities, and this is the bridge over the Mississippi River. It's a relatively new bridge, about 40 years old, and the idea that this bridge could just, you know, spontaneously collapse and drop into the river with you know, rolling collapses going up on both sides, absolutely shocking.
Can you give us a sense of how far outside of the city center this bridge is?
Well, it's right next to the city center. This bridge, among other things, it carries traffic between downtown Minneapolis and the University of Minnesota. But, you know, the city of, you know, downtown Minneapolis runs right up to the river. So this is right there in the heart of Minneapolis and of the Twin Cities.
Now, do you live on the other side of the bridge or are you south of the city? I always forget.
I live south of the city.
So this won't affect you, but this has got to, like, shut down Minnesota tomorrow after they get the people, hopefully, out of the water and everyone cleaned up.
This is going to shut down Minnesota, not just for tomorrow, but I think it's going to be years before traffic is anything like back to normal. I mean, somehow they've got to get another bridge across the Mississippi. I mean, Highway 35 is the main artery, and I just don't know how you get it up and running again.
Well, that's really, really sad. John, of course, prayers again. Thank you, and we'll check in with you tomorrow for an update on what's going on, and I'll check Powerline blog throughout the evening and Captain's Quarters blogs. Obviously, you guys are going to have a lot to broadcast on this weekend. I'm sure people are going to want to listen to the Northern Alliance.
Thank you very much, Hugh.
Thanks, John, and thank you all for listening. Wow, the pictures of this thing are just amazing. Now, I remember and hope the same thing that when the towers came down on 9/11, people, Dwayne and I, assumed that the death toll was going to be in the tens of thousands because of the number of people who go in and out of that building, those buildings on a daily basis. And it turned out not to be the case. And what we can hope for here is the same kind of series of miracles and the same kind of tremendous support. So to my friends and colleagues in the Twin Cities tonight, prayers for all of you, and thanks to the firemen and emergency responders and the doctors and the medical people. I'm sure they'll go to live and local programming if they can get to the station to do that in Minnesota, so stay tuned on 1280. And in the meantime, we'll be back tomorrow with more from Washington, D.C., more on the war, more on the FISA, more on Minneapolis's great, terrible tragedy. Maybe we can try and and talk to Congressman Klein, although I assume he's headed back ASAP.